courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
All right, before the break, we played a clip of President Trump. I want to play this clip again.
We did.
Again, this is him discussing Puerto Rico and that it's an island.
Here this is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
We have confirmed that it is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water. We have, in fact.
We have confirmed.
Chris Cruz has a dry erase board where he's drawn.
And it's
this is not to scale, right?
It is not to. I do not want to scare people out there.
Okay,
this is
good.
Not to scale. And this is a little rough draft here. As you can see in purple, is Puerto Rico. And we have water on all four sides.
Would make it an island.
Yes.
By definition.
So this is confirmed. And I looked at a map, cannot print it out. So I did my best to.
No,
draw
I appreciate
Puerto Rico.
That. With the limited time you had, that's well done. We'll tweet out a picture of it as well.
Yes.
Here, folks. I get what the president was saying. I know he was saying, we've done all this stuff, and logistically it's more difficult because it's an island. Right? That's kind of what he was saying.
Yeah, okay.
And I get that he was then trying to stress it's big water. I mean, it's ocean water between them. He's just not as articulate, but it's still damn funny.
It's funny. And again, it goes back to
I'm not mocking him. I know what he meant. Yeah. He's just not as articulate. Got it. But it's still funny.
The thing about it, too, is I knew something was going to happen. It's Trump. This is one of the good things I like about Trump.
There's something to see.
There's something to see.
Spectacle.
Something's going to happen where either he's going to say something that is funny or he's going to say something that offends people. And it's still funny for me because I'm he just poked you in the eye.
Okay.
But when he said that, I was like, okay, so you got him doing layups. He's doing layups over there.
With the paper towels.
And then now you got him about Puerto Rico has, big water.
Okay, let me hear President Trump one more time. One more time just to make sure.
This is an island. Surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Given that it is an island,
yes.
Surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Yes,
we have another concern.
Oh wait, what?
We go now to Representative Hank Johnson of Georgia.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
Good, good. Okay, so Hank Johnson had some concerns that it could tip over and capsize, but the admiral has set him straight.
So we go back to the island.
Yes, the picture. So, not to scale.
Again, yes. I don't want to scare people.
Right.
If you pull all the people, all Puerto Ricans on this side.
That side.
On this side.
Is it possible it could capsize?
It will not capsize.
It will not tip over.
It will not tip over. Okay. It will not capsize. We are safe to say that all Puerto Ricans can move, all 3 million, I think it was what we
said. Yes, 3.5,
can move to this side right here.
And
to
you're going
to
be fine.
Rio Grande.
It will not.
It will be fine.
Right.
It's okay. So do not be scared to
what
you just
heard.
Okay,
what were those names you just threw out there?
Luquillo, Rio Grande.
Are those cousins of yours?
No,
people
those
you
are
know?
Towns actually in Puerto Rico.
Oh, those are towns in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I thought you were talking to people individually that would move.
No. You got Luquillo right here, Rio Piedra.
Okay.
It's okay to be there.
Now, do you know island law?
I do know island law. Okay. I'm actually...
I know you know more about bird law.
Okay. I do know more about bird law. You can say that I graduated from Bird University.
Okay, very good. Very good there. All right. Of course, Hank Johnson there, representative from Georgia. Yeah, they have voted this guy as a congressman repeatedly, and he's still in office. This guy, that was when he was talking about Guam. And could it tip over? Now, they came out afterwards. That was one of my favorite clips ever in the history of the world. And said, no, he meant metaphorically tip over, economically. Bull. Bull crap. He thought an island is like a giant raft. You just tip over, you get enough people. Of course he thought that. The guy's a goof. And did you see the people behind the admiral where they're like,
oh God.
My God.
Did he say that?
We're on camera. Uh-oh. We won't allow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't have done it. I would have been fired that day. If I had been on the admiral's staff, I would have been fired that day because I would have gone, blah. Ah, oh my gosh. He really thinks it tips over. Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm fired? Okay, sorry.
It was worth it. It was worth it. It was worth it.
And then the Admiral's like, how do I handle this? Okay. We're pretty sure that it will not capsize and tip over. Awesome stuff. All right, get your tweets in if you would. Tweet at Doc Thompson Show if you got any comments. We'll get some calls coming up. 888-727 Beck. Got some tweets coming in now. We'll get to those. And then also some calls. Let me get to a call here. Let's go to Mississippi on David. David, thanks for holding. How are you?
I just want to thank Hank Johnson for representing us in the Jordan. Very well.
Please tell me you don't live in his district.
I don't live in his district, okay. No, but yeah. Anyway,
okay.
So you were talking about the Wi-Fi balloons, and when I did my stint with the Marine Corps, they had some Air Force guys talking about some of this technology because it'd be able to give us better intelligence and more accurate and up-to-date information on the ground. So what it is they're setting up an infrastructure, and that's what Google's trying to do. And with Google being our great overlord that it is, mm-hmm. as they set up businesses and they have people come in there to do the things you were talking about, you know, setting up companies or what have you to help rebuild, Google's already going to have all that information for them.
Oh, yeah.
So the Wi-Fi balloon mm-hmm. is more than just internet. I mean, mm-hmm. they're creating a complete communication structure via satellite to be able to go ahead and get everybody where they need to be instead of using landlines like they have been in Puerto Rico for the last, God knows.
Mm-hmm. Forever. We're still on landline. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have good good coverage, which is sad. I mean, being an island, and it is mountainous at times, you put up some good towers up there, you'd cover most of the island.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Dave, we were mocking it. It's actually probably a pretty good thing in the short term. I wish somebody, whenever there's these disasters, whether it's in Puerto Rico or you get a tornado that wipes out a town in Oklahoma or something like that, I wish we would pause and take a moment to rebuild better and think about the future. But thanks so much for the call. The ridiculous one, I think, though, is when the military was using dirigibles. What are they called? Blimps.
Oh, for the war?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, seriously? These things are targets. Yeah, I know. It's like, okay, an hour of this. We've gone 14 feet. We've gone 14 feet. You know how slow blimps are? When they would have the Goodyear blimp back in the day, leaving from Akron, and they're like, okay, we got the big game. It's going to be in New York this coming up. You know, we're going to have it on Monday Night Football. They left 6 months early.
And we're coming up. Hold on. Wait a minute. We're almost there.
Yep.
Do not start
the
game.
Wait a minute. There was a big wind. There was a big wind. Hang on. We have to restart this thing. No, it really is. And they had these blimps that they were out there on the battlefield. Now, it's smart because it gives them a vantage point and they could have cameras and they could see. I get that. But it also is a big, slow target. Yeah, I mean, your enemies aren't like, oh, there's a big blimp up there spying on us. We should just probably leave that alone and let them spy on us, right?
Well, it's not only big. It's so big that the actual usage of the blimp is like about like this tiny. So it's not like you could...
Oh,
like,
yeah. The blimp is huge in order to get equipment that is about the size of a suitcase.
Exactly.
Because the equipment's also heavy. So, yeah, it's like a big, slow target. It's probably why Target stores never had sponsored a blimp, right? Probably be a bad thing for it there.
That is.
All right, let's get to some tweets now. It's at Doc Thompson Show. If you want to tweet at Chris, it's at Real Chris Cruz and at Cal79. We're all from the Morning Blaze. More about us, just go to theblazeradio.com.
You got Rocky saying, that's a terrible drawing of Puerto Rico. Terrible.
What does she know?
Well, yeah. Well, she's Puerto Rican, so she knows.
Has she been there, though?
She.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe she knows.
She's been
there. I challenge her to do better, and feel free to tweet it at us.
I do. I lost this one, so... Oh, there we go. Sarah DeRoma saying, I need that audio for my Friday geography class that I teach.
Okay, so yes. She knows how to make
yes.
sure. So I'm
please
assuming...
Please educate your...
Okay, good. And I'm assuming good. She would say, okay, students, today we're going to learn about islands.
Yes.
And number one, they are surrounded by water.
Yes, and I want
water.
Her to do mm-hmm. a drawing like this. I want her. I actually want her to do this. Actually, you know, this is a Chris Cruz Puerto Rico drawing, mm-hmm. patent pending.
So pending.
TM. There's a TM over
that's
here.
Trademark, not
oh, okay.
patent, but okay.
So mm-hmm. you're allowed to use this to show your
do
students.
Do they have to give you credit?
No. Okay. But you know what? I'm
do you
a,
like
I'm
credit
a man.
At the bottom, the Morning
no,
Blaze,
you know
something like
no,
that, Chris Cruz
I'm a
production.
Man of the people. Okay. I want them to learn.
You're willing
what,
to share your wealth yes. of knowledge. And okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Have you thought about professional map making?
I thought about it.
Does it conflict with your bird law?
It does, because you know when I do my I'm actually getting to the point where I can combine both of them.
Bird law and map making.
Yes, because I could talk to the birds. I know a little bit of pigeon.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of pigeon.
Well, it sounds like you know just a little bit. Yeah. You know, there's four people that get that joke.
Yes.
There's four people that watch the show and they get that joke.
Yes.
Mitchell Elementary School in Needham, Massachusetts has, like most schools, have had a traditional Halloween party over the years in which classrooms get together, kids dress up, they share little treaters, right? Sometimes they trick-or-treat here and there, they have a costume parade. But this year, Mitchell Elementary School in Needham, Massachusetts is ending the Halloween party.
Aww.
They will no longer have Halloween festivities at the school.
They're the devil, right? Is that what it is?
No, I would respect that more.
Okay.
I still think that's BS too, but no. There's another reason.
Girls wearing, you know, like...
Oh, something inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Because everything becomes the slutty whatever costume. No.
Okay.
I want you to think about this a minute. I'm going to get a break in. I'm going to come back and tell you why they have canceled it. And we'll get your thoughts on
it. I think
coming
I know.
Up. What do you get?
It's the tease.
Oh, the tease after the break. This on the morning. Actually, on the Glenn Beck program.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Mitchell Elementary School, Needham, Massachusetts, canceling their traditional Halloween festivities. The school said not all families celebrate Halloween, and therefore they decided to stop holding the festivities in order to avoid excluding some children. Not all families celebrate Halloween, therefore they would exclude some children.
I actually thought about something else. I thought it was about cultural appropriation. Since we've gotten so crazy.
From Transylvania?
Yeah.
You've culturally appropriated the stuff?
I thought it was. Like people dressing like Indians.
Now, we always have that.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me, in the last...
The Mexican hat.
In Massachusetts, the last 10 years, nobody's dressing as cowboys and Indians. They're not dressing as, you know, anything like that. They're not dressing with sombreros, anything like that. But now this takes it to a new level. Yes, there's a lot of Christians even who don't celebrate Halloween. They think it is anti-Christian. I disagree. At this point, it's a silly, stupid, fun holiday for kids to dress up and get candy. Yeah. I know the history of it, as long as you know the difference. But, I mean, of course, it's up to you. Raise your kids how you want, and I support that. But why are you shutting it down for everybody because some don't celebrate it?
It's like the whole thing where I'm going to punish everybody just because of one person.
Right. So... In the past, you would shut things down like Christmas parties, which was wrong because not everybody's a Christian. Or you'd have other, you know, then we're going to shut down Hanukkah because not everybody's Jewish or whatever it is. But those were based on religion. As wrong as it was to shut them down, it was exclusionary based on religion. And if you take part in it, you're saying, okay, we're forcing or allowing kids to take part in some other religious exercise. This is very different. This is simply... an event that some kids choose not to be a part of. It's not actually religious. You could say your religion is excluding your children or you don't want them there because of your religion, but it's not a religious holiday.
No,
you see the difference?
Not. Yeah, I'm
so this would be like this would be like saying, I don't want my kids to learn sex ed.
Okay.
So therefore we're not teaching it to anybody.
Okay.
I don't want my kids to eat sweets. So we're not going to serve any cookies at lunch anymore.
But we've seen that, though. We've seen where, like, one kid is allergic to peanut.
Peanuts or
and
whatever.
And the parent, I'm not the parent, the teacher will send a note, say, hey,
nobody
sorry,
brings peanut butter.
Nobody will bring peanut butter or any kind of peanut-related item.
But it's like saying, you know what, our child doesn't wear red, so nobody can wear red anymore. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... nutty. Don't wear red. Don't go to the Halloween show. Don't take part. Stay home. But no, we can't do that because it's exclusionary then. Maybe I just don't want my kid to go to any party, any event. So I'm going to keep them home, is what I would normally do. but you're going to say, no, you have to stop everybody. The principal wrote a letter to parents and mentioned something like the awkwardness planning a class celebration knowing that not all of her students would be able to participate is troubling. It's awkward, not knowing not everybody's going to participate. Do you see the awkwardness planning as class celebration, knowing not all of the students would be able to participate? This isn't about the students. This is about the principal and the teachers who feel bad that some of the children will not be going. And they hurt. The whole time they planned this, they were hurting. Well, I don't want you to hurt, but get over it. Are you upset that not every kid celebrates Christmas? Cal, did you celebrate Christmas growing up?
Nope.
You would happen to not be Christian.
That is correct.
Yet you went to a Catholic high school in New York or New Jersey.
Yes, I did. And college, Catholic college as well.
So did everybody have to stop being Christian?
Yeah, they pulled us up during Mass and forced the sacrament down our throats.
Is that what it is? They made you take part?
They made me drink the wine. It wasn't forced. You had to go through theology classes, and you had to experience that. But no, during Mass, you just sat on the side and just kind of, you know, hung out.
So your parents, you guys didn't celebrate Christmas, right?
No, not really.
Okay. This is okay. You didn't celebrate. Others will. Some people celebrate holidays. But
I did not cry about it.
Okay, and were your parents, everybody devastated about this? No, you get over it. It's what it is.
Exactly. Yeah, no, my parents sent me to private schools for the education. They didn't care what we did. You know, as long as you got the education, that's what they wanted to pay for.
Instead of Halloween, the school on November 9th will celebrate something else.
What are they going to do?
William Mitchell Day.
What is that?
I have no idea. William Mitchell is the
founding father,
the namesake of the elementary school. Unless I'm drawing a blank on a founding father, somebody, it's probably somebody historic significance. I don't know off the top of my head.
Do you get candy?
I don't know.
Do you get presents?
If I were a parent, I'd send my kid dressed up in something on William Mitchell Day.
Something culturally inappropriate.
Yeah. Trick or treat. Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. What do we do on
William Mitchell
Day?
What do I do with my hands?
What do I do with my hands on William Mitchell Day? I don't know. That's pretty horrible. I remember when I was in second, third, fourth grade, right?
A long time ago, right?
A couple years ago.
Back in the 1800s?
Yeah.
There was a girl, we'll call her Kelly.
Because?
Her name was Kelly.
Okay.
In my class. And I remember she wasn't at the Christmas party.
Oh.
And she wasn't at the Halloween party. Nor was she at the Easter party.
Whoa.
She wasn't at any of those. And I found out she was part of something they call Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, they don't celebrate none of that?
At least her sect didn't.
Okay.
I think pretty certain. And I remember being like, oh, wow.
Sad.
She didn't get to celebrate those things or whatever. Her parents didn't send her to school those days.
Hmm.
Done.
But she was sad about it, right?
I don't know. She wasn't there.
Hmm. But you felt like she needed to be there, right?
I didn't care. I was there.
Hmm.
No, I mean, I thought about it. I was like, wow, that sucks, but okay, something I don't understand.
How did you
feel
about that?
That's what you don't do. I was glad it wasn't me, you know. But it was funny. She went to the Valentine's Day party.
Really? So Valentine's is okay?
Apparently it was with their group.
Huh.
Yeah, her parents.
But you keep saying their group. Is there like different things for different groups?
I don't know.
Huh.
I'm not an expert on that. I'm just telling you what I know. I was in second, third, fourth grade, whatever, you know.
Mm.
But the point is, don't send your kid to school. Or if you have a problem with this, go somewhere else. Public schools are supposed to be for the masses. That's what it is. If most people do something. Now, by the way, if people in the community say this is absolutely fine and they don't want to take part in this, fine, do what you want. But if I'm in the community, I would think most people are okay with a Halloween party. I'm going to be pretty ticked if they make this decision without asking the parents. I would think most people still say, yeah, have a Halloween party. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Because especially, and for me, Halloween, it's just a day to get free candy. Nothing else, nothing more.
Does your son enjoy Halloween celebrations?
Oh, he loves.
It's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
It is.
And would you be upset if they canceled it? Would he be upset?
He will be really upset.
Okay. And this is one of those, if you are and they still do it because the majority of other people don't want it, move schools.
Glenn Beck.
Oh. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Some tweets now with the hashtag What I Learned Today. It's at Doc Thompson Show if you want to join the program.
You got Adam Cessna saying, I get the bird law joke.
Good for you. Good for
you. I get it. I also got Toby McVoy saying, have I missed the opportunity to describe Chris Cruz's attire?
Oh, yeah. Somebody in the other room just described you as a prisoner going for a job interview.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You've got a prisoner type striped shirt on and a tie.
And the tie looks like it was handmade, you know, like
like it was made in the prisoner bathroom.
Thank you, Kat.
You know, prison tats, nothing of prison ties. It's the same quality.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll tweet out a picture of that too, so you can check it out.
Also, you got Joshua saying, and I agree with Joshua because I liked it. He says, what I learned today, Doc starts the show apologizing for lack of feelings,
right?
Then tells people complaining, not throwing Halloween party. Pray quit whining.
Okay, let me draw the difference there.
LOL at the end, by the way.
Yes, got that. I apologize for not understanding that some people may have been a little more upset at that moment that we were talking about the shootings in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I didn't express our compassion.
Okay.
Even though on Monday, that's all we did. We talked about people being inappropriate about it. And even about people politicizing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Halloween party. It's not people dying. And you can just stay home. Nobody got to stay home from the concert knowing it was coming. Do you see the difference?
I do.
You have a concert, people getting shot, people died, family members not knowing where their loved ones are, people injured, and us saying, okay, maybe we could have taken an additional moment and let people know we're not being insensitive. We certainly respect, understand, and feel compassion for the people that are suffering. This is a Halloween party. If you don't want your kids to suffer, don't send them. And if you're suffering knowing that some kids may not be going and you're a teacher, wow, we are really, really soft.
Yeah. And we got not a bot, beep, beep, saying, one, start a group of for freedom-loving Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Two, trade houses with people in Puerto Rico and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Three, USA 2.0.
That's the way to do it?
That's the way how to rebuild Puerto Rico. I like it.
Mm. Speaking of Halloween costumes and Halloween parties being inappropriate, there are some additional Halloween costumes that are likely inappropriate. In years past, we knew cultural appropriation had become, for some, a thing. Sorry, you can't wear that Indian outfit. I'm sorry, that Native American outfit. Or, for that matter, that Indian outfit. Right? I was like, you can't wear a Native American, so dot nor feather. Neither one. Right? I mean, you can't do either one of them.
Really?
I can't wear a dot or a feather. That's what I'm saying.
Again, this is why you get in trouble. That is really offensive.
That's not offensive.
Very
Is a feather a component if you were to dress up as a Native American?
Yes.
Is a dot something if you were trying to dress up as somebody from India?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know you're invoking rule number four, I think it is.
It's not offensive if it's true.
Okay, but what about rule number one?
Don't be a jerk. I don't think I was being jerk-like
very
there.
Very jerky-like.
I don't think that was
okay.
I'd like to invoke rule five.
And rule five.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. I'd like to invoke rule number two, though.
Okay.
Always keep the talent happy.
Oh, so that's about you.
It's always about me. What are you talking about? I appreciate that you recognizing me as the talent, though. So, yes, dot and feather both would be inappropriate at this point as a costume. But now you also cannot dress as cops and robbers.
Why not?
It's offensive. Let me explain. UVA students, University of Virginia, college started by Thomas Jefferson, one of the greatest founding fathers. It was all about freedoms, personal freedoms, freedom of thought. I have sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility over all forms of tyranny over the minds of man. That guy. His now school had some students that shut down a cops and robbers themed party because a student group said it, quote, ready?
I'm ready.
Made a joke of a system that kills and brutalized marginalized communities.
Do they say what kind of community?
Marginalized communities. Think of a marginalized communities. There it is. So again, cops and robbers as just a party screwing around. Some people dressed like Chris Cruz today, while other people were dressed in police officer uniforms. It said, no, that's inappropriate because it makes a joke of systems that kill and brutalized marginalized communities. Okay. Would you like more explanation?
I would like to, because so far I can't connect the dots.
UVA Students United is a group. It's a social justice group. Is that helping at all?
Okay.
It shut down the function hosted by a UVA chapter of Delta Phi. And they had male fraternity brothers dressed up in orange jumpsuits, and then their female guests wore cop uniforms.
Okay.
Kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
According to UVA Students United, this is the problem. This was their statement. These costumes make a joke of mass incarceration and the prison industrial complex systems that disproportionately brutalize people of color. The predominantly white members of this fraternity got fraternity got to take their costumes off at the end of the night. People trapped in the prison system do not. During confrontations with people at the party, the majority of partygoers asserted that they had no intention of offending or hurting anyone. It's kind of willful ignorance, UVA Students United said. Willful ignorance that allows white supremacy to continue. There you go. Cops and robbers, white supremacy. It is part of the prison industrial complex. It is about marginalized communities. I just thought it was like dressing up.
Yeah, what just happened to just having fun?
Yeah. Now, after nearly an hour of interaction at the party, because these UVA Students United, we'll just call them jackasses. They showed up at the party and they're like, hey, this is wrong. Meanwhile, everybody else is just partying. We could also call them Buzz Killington.
Yeah.
That's
party poopers.
That's the head of UVA Students United, Buzz Killington. Hello there. I'm here to tell you this is about marginalized communities. Sorry. After nearly an hour of interaction with the party members, Buzz Killington and company said the frat had to call the police on them for trespassing because they wouldn't leave. So the frat's like, hey, just get out of here. We're just screwing around. Just, you know, it's a party, whatever. And they, nope. So they had to call him. So then they reacted to it and posted after the fact what happened. So the next day, they posted, last night, a group of about 20 or so students shut down a cops and robbers party themed date function at the hall of fraternity on campus. This came out after an hour of confrontation between the students and partygoers, culminating in the frat calling the police on the students on the grounds of trespassing. Now, the members of the frat wore orange jumpsuits, as I said, with bandanas tied around their heads, chains and tattoos down their arms. These costumes make a joke of mass incarceration and prison industrial complex systems that disproportionately brutalize people of color, as I said. How say you now?
Yeah. Can I just have fun?
Well, this part may bring it back a little bit. Okay, because, you know, you're kind of on the fence. No?
No, I'm still waiting.
You're still...
I'm here with my cup.
You're still...
They're like, can I...
You're still ready to go to this party.
Can I drink?
You would ready go to this party.
I'm ready.
You would still go.
Yes.
Listen to this part. Okay. And tell me if you're still...
I'm going
to
put my cup down.
Now, you've pictured this, right?
I have.
They've got men in these orange jumpsuits.
They do.
Part of the prison industrial complex.
Yep.
As they're part of their white supremacy.
Bandanas.
And you're still willing to go.
I'm still willing to go.
Listen to this part.
Okay, I'm ready.
The women wore sexy cop outfits. What was that wince for? You're out now, right? Now you've signed up.
Hold on, let me fix my tie. What's the address for this UVA area? Because I'm in. Now, hold on.
Right.
Now, they were wearing sexy outfits.
Yeah.
Right?
And you were a cop.
Yeah. I never wore that. But this is more important than if I was a cop.
All right.
Were the girls hot?
I think they were.
Okay.
I mean, you invite them to wear sexy cop outfits, you're going to pick the attractive ones, okay. I would think. All right, cool. I mean, maybe one or two, you know, slid under, you know, got in under the, you know, the bar of acceptance, you know, something like that. But I think most of them got over it, you know. The women, they say, wore the sexy cop outfits complete with hats and badges. Some inexplicably had teardrop tattoos drawn on their face, they said. I don't know what that
is. The chicks?
Yeah.
When were the cops? You shoot a teardrop.
You killed somebody.
You killed somebody.
I don't know. Who knows what that was about. Historically, the police have justified, they said, violence against people of color in the name of protecting white women. This is, again, Buzz Killington and UVA Students United.
I missed that memo because when I was a cop, I was never received
You justified violence against people of color in the name of protecting white women, didn't you?
I never got that memo, so I can say no.
They said in wearing these costumes, these women made a joke out of that legacy of violence. I wasn't there.
Okay.
But based on the way it's described, I think it just made them look hot.
Hotter?
That's what I'm guessing. Again, wasn't there, didn't see it, but that's what I think my reaction would have been. Now, during confrontations with people at the party, the majority of the partygoers asserted that they had no intention of offending anyone. But UVA Students United, headed up by Buzz Killington, said it's still a problem. And they said it's certainly a problem after the summer of terror and violence that they had.
Wow.
You know the summer of terror and violence.
Yeah.
This is Charlottesville.
Yeah.
You know the summer of terror and violence.
Yeah. It was just like, what, one day?
It was one day.
It was like one hour.
Sad that, you know, people got killed. That was one person killed, I think, a couple injured. I think that's what it was. And that's wrong. And obviously white supremacists are truly there. But do not conflate the fact that there are white supremacists on this planet, in this country, or in Charlottesville on a day doing stupid things with people wearing sexy cop outfits, having a good time at a frat party. They said that the summer of terror and violence instigated by white supremacist group in Charlottesville, they said it's at least very disappointing that members of the UVA community would so willingly make fun of a joke of a system that kills and brutalizes those marginalized communities.
I'm still in.
Yeah, I'm standing. I'm standing with the cops and robbers. But just, no, you can't do that now. I feel like we've reached a point where you can make that argument about anything. You know? I mean, just name something.
Dress up as a soldier. Oh, you kill those civilians overseas.
It doesn't have to be sold. Name something. Donuts. Right?
Okay.
Oh, what about people who can't afford donuts? And now, of course, you got the sugars. And you know what happened? You know where they grow sugar cane? They grow sugar cane in countries that are marginalized. And we take advantage of them. And, of course, we only invaded them at times because we wanted that sugar. Or whatever it is. Just, you can just do that with anything.
We want to say, dress as a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, hot dogs quite often are made from pork. People who can't eat pork based on their religion. Really? You want to marginalize those people? Really? And it's a hot dog? Really? You know what PETA thinks of that? Naming a food that you eat after an animal that is also made of animal? Because PETA's biggest problem would be that it's named dog.
Yeah.
Not that it's
made
of animals, that it's named after an animal.
After a dog.
Quick break, back with more in the Glenn Beck program.
Glenn Beck.
Okay, DC's taking action today. Taking action.
On what?
A bill has been introduced by Dianne Feinstein in the Senate.
Okay.
To help
people in Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
She's banning bump stocks. She just introduced the bill.
Well, in order,
like I said,
to keep it consistent,
if automatics are going to be illegal,
then
bump stocks ought to. I don't think any of them should be. I find it ridiculous that this is what you're rushing to. Let's say she bans bump stocks. Is that going to stop people from being shot?
No.
By automatic weapons? No.
No.
Killed?
No.
No. It is going to help nothing. Zero. Zilch. But Dianne Feinstein is once again playing on those fears and going after an inanimate object. She's going after the how people were killed as opposed to why. You want to stop it, you go after the why. Stop the need, the necessity, the motivation to do such things. That's how you stop it, or at least curtail it. By the way, ABC is reporting, they have a story on the possibility that this Stephen Paddock was descending into madness.
Okay.
They talk about some things that indicate maybe he was going crazy. The headline, portrait emerging of Las Vegas shooter as a man descending into madness. They said, looked like he was losing weight. some others say he had been letting his appearance go. These different things that may show he was descending into madness.
Interesting.
Could be. Still looking for that motive today. And it's so important because we need to know how we protect ourselves and our families in the future. It's not from the guns. If it hadn't been that, it would have been something else. It would have been a Tim McVeigh situation or something else. It has to be the why until we find out. And by the way, I hope they don't try to get away with not telling us.
Oh, that'll be so wrong. This thing. That'll be so wrong.
I mean, if they have to wait because of investigations or to make sure there's not a bigger cell or anything else like that, if that was it, that's fine. But otherwise, you have to tell us. You have to let us know. The American people need closure on this, number one, and we need to know if we are going to be targets in the future and how we stop this stuff. Thanks so much for listening today. Got Pat Gray coming up next. He'll also be pinch hitting tomorrow right here on this broadcast. And join us tomorrow morning on the Blaze Radio Network. Just go to theblaze.com/radio. Have a great day. Doc Thompson for Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.